Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Jenna Johnson of the Washington Post. Jenna, interesting story that you all have been working on recently about money in politics and the disclosure that the Democratic Governors Association is going to put some money into Maryland. Pretty surprising, actually. Why do you think they're doing that?
You know, it has surprised some people. A lot of times these national groups try to focus their money on the most difficult races, the closest races, the places where outside money could really make a difference. And so when it became known that the DGA was going to be putting $750,000 into advertisements on Baltimore television stations, the Republicans were a bit gleeful about this. They think that the Democrats must think that this race is closer than some had believed, and that there's a need for this money.
Well, they're hoping
that national groups will start giving them some support, too.
Well, Jenna, let me ask you this. I mean, we know that a lot in politics is driven by polls. Do we think that they're seeing some numbers that we haven't heard about?
Well, there hasn't been any independent polling that we're aware of recently. The last poll that the Washington Post did was back in June. And at that point, you know, on kind of a theoretical setup, Brown was getting about 51% and Hogan was just getting 33%. Now, the Republican Party came out with their own poll in August in which they were putting it much, much closer, you know, perhaps just 3 percentage points apart, but that's a partisan poll. Those are done with a motive in mind a lot of times, and so we're just waiting to see if there's going to be another independent poll, and if that's going to come out showing the race being as far apart as we thought it would be back in June, or if it really is closer.
Well, the numbers that your newspaper came up with to begin with were pretty much track the way things go in Maryland. Let me ask you this. How big a buy is $750,000?
You know, it's pretty sizable. I mean, it still pales in comparison to the amount of money that we saw pumped into, say, the Virginia governor's race in a purple state, where it was really neck and neck until the end. But for Maryland, it's quite sizable.
Do you think something like this gives Hogan more fundraising capacity?
I mean, he's limited in what his campaign can spend because he is doing the public financing. So he's going to rely a lot on the state party and national groups. Already, his campaign is saying the Democrats are worried about this race, that it's closer than people think. And I have to think that they're using that in fundraising. Brown's campaign has said they don't find this money surprising. They think that given that this is a historic race, Maryland has the opportunity to perhaps elect its first African-American governor in history, that they think that this isn't surprising.
Jenna, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Jenna Johnson, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.